Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has condemned the leak of contract details between the city and the Police Officers Guild. Meanwhile, Seattle's Community Police Commission says it's premature to judge that deal. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel reports.
The community group focused on Seattle police issues is asking the public to withhold judgment on the latest contract with the Seattle Police Officers Guild. The contract is still subject to a vote by guild members. This week, the Stranger newspaper published the city's internal documents on negotiations. It quoted activists who say the agreement doesn't go far enough. Mayor Murray says the city may hire someone to investigate the leak and has even referred the case to the FBI. Meanwhile, the Community Police Commission says there's not enough information yet to know the full scope of the contract.
We would really caution against any attempt to read the tea leaves here before people, including us, have a chance to actually read the agreement if it is approved.
Lisa Dugard co-chairs the commission. She says the leaked documents show some encouraging signs. They suggest changes to the process for officers who appeal their disciplinary findings. Currently, officers go before a board that includes their peers.
It removes the active duty employees, police employees from the board. So that's major movement.
The commission also wants more civilians rather than officers to investigate police misconduct. Dugard says the documents suggest barely any movement on that issue. But she says most importantly, this contract appears to leave the door open to future changes at SPD through legislation or the courts. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.